Welcome back. Well, Impact has swung to a full-year loss of over 880 million rand. That's from a profit of 317 million rand previously. That says the packaging maker had to contend with an impairment half the size of its market cap, tough trading conditions and accounting changes. The company is skeptical about future growth prospects given the impact of load shedding on an already constrained economy. And company CEO Bruce Strong joins us with his perspective on where these numbers take the packaging maker during the current climate. Thanks so much, Bruce, for joining us this evening. So you've suffered a 1.3 billion rand hit, having taken write-downs that effectively, as I said, represent half of your market cap. What's going on? Where are you feeling the pressure?
So, well, I think I should just bring perspective to the results as you've reported them. We have taken a 1.3 billion rand non-cash write-off against three businesses or three operating units. And that's after taking a view of where we are in the market. Those businesses, it'll come as no surprise to many of the shareholders in our business and those that follow our businesses, that those have been struggling over the last years. But with the current outlook, I suppose one had to take a view on what the cash generating potential of those businesses is and compare that to its carrying book value, and that gives indication for an impairment, which you then take, but it certainly doesn't suggest that those businesses are closing. And as long as they're able to generate a good cash profit, we are willing to support them, and we will support them. So I should just bring perspective on that. So it's a 1.3 billion non-cash write-off once off. On a continuing operations basis, our EBITDA was actually up by 7% in the year, and our operating profit was down 3.7%. So, you know, all things considered, under a tough environment, the result didn't necessarily reflect exactly as it's been reported in that respect, because of that once-off write-off. Having said that, I mean, if one looks at the trading environment as it is at the moment, there's no doubt that it's a very, very difficult environment. It's probably one of the most difficult times that we're facing in South Africa. I don't think only our business, but our customers as well, and we are seeing that. And we have had to do things that would be probably a little different in other times, and we are doing those, you know, with great decisiveness to make sure that we've got a sustainable business and that we are competitive going forward.
But talk us through some of that maneuvering you have to pursue right now, because it's pertinent in the context of both weak local and export demand, to the extent that there's global oversupply of container board and carton board as well. What kind of market are you catering to right now?
Yeah, I think the key here is to, first of all, make sure you conserve the cash to the extent that you can. We've got quite a strong position in the markets in which we operate generally in South Africa. During the past year, we did shut our PET recycling facility that recycled Coke bottles or bottles of soft drinks as well. And the reason for that was just the price was so low that we couldn't sustain it. In the rest of the businesses, we've actually seen reasonable performance from a number of them, notwithstanding the difficult circumstances. And we've had to obviously intervene in certain respects. For example, taking the downtime is a case of not building stock at a time where you'll be tying up cash when markets are subdued. So there's quite a bit of uncertainty globally around containerboard, both pricing and supply. And who knows with the Chinese situation, you know, a number of paper mills have been closed now for up to 6 or 7 weeks. So that might tighten things up a bit. So it's quite uncertain about what sort of lies ahead. So we've got to manage and focus on the things that we can control in our business. And I must say my colleagues and the management team in that business have done that very effectively, and would expect them to do that going forward as well.
You know, you're talking about a weak demand, oversupply in the market, but then also cost savings and efficiency drives coming into play simultaneously. What does that do for the pricing of your product in the current environment?
Well, I mean, if you can bring out good efficiencies in these times and save costs, you do have the opportunity to retain margins in difficult circumstances. Just to give you an example, our Felixstowe paper mill, which we spent 800 million on 2 or 3 years ago, has reduced its energy consumption by 22% since then. So that's a huge saving. It's reduced water consumption by 60% since then. That's a huge saving in costs, never mind the environmental impacts. It's reduced carbon over the last 7 years by 82%, you know, carbon emissions. So that's a huge saving brought about by a comprehensive capital investment program, but also just by focusing on those things. And we have various targets for savings in the business, and we have, a very good culture of not stopping. You know, there's never an end to that process, and we'll continue to do that, especially in these circumstances. And then it must be said also that there are some sectors where you may see some growth. We are servicing quite a bit of fruit packaging, and, you know, that's been up and down over the last couple of years. Perhaps we'll see some growth there this year. And that will help us to weather the current circumstances.
Have your pricing strategies come under increased scrutiny, increased interrogation? And this, of course, post you recently having agreed to pay a 7 million rand penalty for alleged acts of collusion between Impact and your sheet plant manufacturers.
Yeah, I should just clarify that scene that you raised it. I mean, that situation was around some acquisitions that were made long ago before our listing. And it was for the non-notification of those acquisitions. So we disagreed with the commission on the issue around the prohibitions or the contraventions that they mentioned. We disagreed with that. But we did settle that in the interest of getting forward. So that was a situation there. And, I mean, in terms of scrutiny of pricing, I think one is always a pricing in the way that you need to price in a market and making sure that you are compliant with all the regulations in that respect. That isn't different today from what it was 10 years ago. It's the same, and we'll continue to do that.
Yeah. I'm looking at your debt levels, Bruce, because, you know, some investors have said that they're eyeing that because in some books it makes you look a bit risky right now. You've got net debt having increased. Are you worried, and how much of a handle do you have on that debt position?
So our net debt increased over the last year from by about 350 or 360 million, and most of that is attributable to the new change in accounting standards, which is IFRS 16, the lease standard. That was 300 odd million. I can't remember exactly, but so that was the factor there. I mean, there's always an opportunity to improve your working capital levels. Which is something that we continuously focus on and we will focus on. We generated cash from our operations just short of a billion rand last year, and we have invested over the past year. So we'll probably invest a little less in capex in the coming years, you know, as things tighten up in the local market. But I think our ability to manage that net debt down is still good, and we will do that.
I've got to ask you before I let you go, as a manufacturer operating in South Africa, just how nervous are you right now?
Well, I wouldn't use the word nervous, but I would say we are concerned. You know, as manufacturers in South Africa, with the power situation the way it is, with demand not being great, it is a difficult time to manage businesses in these environments. And one has to be decisive. One also has to be cognizant of the fact that we have 5,100 employees who are relying on the business's prosperity to make a living. And we'll do everything we can to try and retain that position. Mm. It is a difficult time, and this calls for the resilience that we've seen in the years gone by. But make no mistake, we've got our work cut out for us as manufacturers in South Africa.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Bruce, for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, that the CEO of Impact, Bruce Strong.